This is Jack DeJohnette inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week, we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This program, we open with Sound Travels, title tune from the CD featuring drummer Jack DeJohnette. We were able to catch up with Jack and spend a bit of time talking with him when we were at the Newport Jazz Festival. This show features part one of our interview with Jack DeJohnette. Right now, Sound Travels. Welcome to the Jazz Room, Jack DeJohnette.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for having us come bring the Jazz Room to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Now, first of all, congratulations on your 2012 NEA Jazz Award, Jazz Masters Award. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, no, that's really, really great. I was really surprised and touched to get that. And join the ranks of the great legends over the last 30 years who've received that award.
Oh, yeah. So, now, your CD, Sound Travels, and this was released this year?
Yeah.
Okay, and can you tell us a bit about Sound Travels? Tell us about the album
and
your thoughts.
Sound Travels was actually an idea that my wife, Lydia, sort of instigated, along with a friend of ours who we've known for over 40 years, Chuck Mitchell, who was a jazz DJ in Princeton, New Jersey, some years back. Anyway, he worked at E1, and he's been a big fan of mine. And Lydia said, you should make something special for your 70th special project. So Chuck had said, you know, he'd been interested in what we were doing. We started a label called Golden Beams Productions. And so Chuck said, oh, okay, if there's any way we could help, let me know. So, you know, Lydia said, you know, we have this, you know, Jack's 70th birthday coming up to do this special project. So Chuck was very excited about doing that and helped to finance the project. And the only requirement he wanted me to do was to play piano on it.
Oh.
So, you know, I said, okay. At first, I thought I'd do one track, and then I wound up playing piano as well as drums on the whole thing. But we talked about who would produce it, and of course, I wanted producer Bob Sadin to do that. He's produced to Sting, he's done Wayne Shorter, Zawano, I think, just to name a few. And I'd work with him, and I liked his feel, I liked the way he worked, and he came to mind. So we had a meeting in New York City, and then I thought about the musicians I wanted to use on it, and also the music I wanted to write for it, and the music I wanted to write was grooves, beautiful melodies, you know, and utilize some voice, the vocal aspect too. So last summer I was on tour in July with Keith Jarrett, and I stayed based in Nice, and I had a Korg M3 keyboard, and I started writing the sequences, writing the pieces, and calling up Bob and saying, "Hey man, listen to this." And he got real excited, and I'd send him files through the technology we have now. I'd send him some files to YouSendIt, and send some to the musicians.
Now let's listen to Dirty Ground featuring Bruce Hornsby on vocals and Jack DeJohnette on piano.
We will shout aloud, won't bow down, walk proud, give no ground. Shout aloud, won't bow down, and we won't bow down on the dirty ground. Been through the cane, dirtied up water, feeling just like a lamb that's about to starter. Been down on my knees, but I'm rising up, I've got to believe. To my block, all my family and my friends that we're feeding, and our ways won't be washed away in the flood's rage and despair. I lost my house, but I don't care. My heart's not as heavy as my suit on the air. Next time when the hurricane comes. won't bow down on the dirty ground. Shout loud, won't bow down, walk proud, give no crown. Shout loud, won't proud, and we won't bow down on the dirty ground.
We continue now with our interview with Jack DeJohnette. Ask you about the musicians on your CD.
Yeah, so I was speaking about the musicians, Ambrose Akinmusier, amazing trumpeter and band leader and composer. Luisito Quintero on percussion, someone who was... suggested to me by the Panamanian pianist Danilo Perez, and Lionel Lueke from Benin, Africa, on the guitar. Tim Rees is on saxophones, who's a very fine, excellent, and amazing composer and horn player. He also plays with the Rolling Stones, and he came in at the last minute, and you know, came from Budapest, Hungary, because Bob and I decided, well, we needed another horn. Originally, I hadn't had thought about a horn, and then we felt it needed to be rounded out by that. Then I had for bass, I had Esperanza Spalding, and. You know, I'm a big fan of Esperanza's. We're sort of a mutual admiration society, but Esperanza's pretty amazing, I say, multimedia musician. She sings, she arranges, she composes, she plays the bass. And and then Jason Moran, I had him come on. He played on one track. He's an amazing pianist and composer with a different approach on things. And I actually first got to play with him, play with him through Don Byron, you know, great clarinetist, and now he plays saxophones on an album called. What was it? It featured Don, Jason, myself, and then Lonnie Plaxico. Ivy Divey, that's the name of the record. So then I wrote a piece or the arrangement, which later became The Dirty Ground. And I called Bruce Hornsby, who I'd recorded with in a trio album, his first jazz album, called Camp Meeting.
Oh, yeah, I remember
with
that.
Christian McBride.
I remember that, yes.
So, you know, Bruce and I talk again about a lot to each other, and I said to him, hey, listen, let me play you this track. And I said, just as a lark, I said, you want to write some lyrics to it? He said, yes, send me the track. And I was really blown away that he liked it, and... he wrote these lyrics to the Dirty Ground, and it's definitely got a dedication to it, sort of two or three meanings or, you know, dedications about it. One was the late great singer and drummer with the legendary group The Band, Levon Helm. Because I really loved his grooves that he played. And then also, it reminded me of New Orleans. So I told Bruce this, and Bruce came up with these lyrics. So, you know, the first verse is dedicated to Levon. It's a kind of lyric that he might sing. And then the rest of it is dedicated to the people who survived the Hurricane Katrina. So that turned out to be a really special treat. And then Esperanza wound up improvising on the salsa for Luisito. And, it was Bob Satan's idea. And, he said, Jack, go out the room. Esperanza, you come in here. And he worked with her. And then he called me back in and listened. And it was fantastic, you know. And the chants were something that I had an idea. I said, Luisito, write us some chants to sing over. So we did that to sort of set up the drum hand percussion call and response things. And then piece Sunny Light is dedicated to Sonny Rollins, one of my great friends and one of the great masters of the tenor saxophone and a fantastic, highly creative improviser.
Let's listen now to Sunny Light.
Thank you.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. You just heard Sunny Light from the Jack DeJohnette CD, Sound Travels. Ambrose Akinlezire, trumpet, Tim Reese, tenor sax, Esperanza Spalding bass, and Luisto Quintero, percussion. We continue with part one of our interview with Jack DeJohnette. We pick up where we were talking about all the musicians on this CD.
We also had something which involved Bobby McFerrin. And Bobby and I have been, over the last, many years, just gone and just improvised. And we've done things like that, just a duet with Lyle Mays, with his Voicestra, and with Chick Corea. So in this case, I wanted Bobby to come in and sing the melody to this piece called Oneness. And then we decided that we'd do a call and response, of improvising. So that was another treat that celebrated the vocal, but also the voice being used as the vocalese. Then we have Indigo Dreamscapes, which was a piece that I recorded some years ago on a CD, which was co-produced by Pat Metheny and myself, called Parallel Reality, and it featured Herbie Hancock. So we had Jason come in and played really great on that.
That's one of mine. I like that piece.
Along with
really
Tim Rees on the saxophone. Yeah. And it's a different version because with the saxophone. So I really like that version with Esperanza and Luisito. And, then New Muse. That was a composition that I wrote for the horns. Mm-hmm. Tim Rees and Ambrose. And that was my sort of straight ahead tribute.
Now let's listen to Salsa for Luisto, featuring Esperanza Spalding on vocals. Hey. come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here in the Jazz Room. Next week, in part two of our chat with Jack DeJohnette, we'll learn more about his early days in his musical career. We love hearing from you. You may email your questions and comments through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. There you'll see photos of Jack DeJohnette and a direct link to his website, jackdejohnette.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.